Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your ed tech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome. Man, it's good to be back. We've had an incredible couple weeks. Great guest out there. We had old Betsy Clem and the one and only Scott Webb. Incredible things, guys. Great conversations, all those great things. So listen, I'm excited you're here. I'm excited you're listening to our seasoned listeners. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And for if you're new to the show, you're in for a real treat, in for a real good time. So listen, sit back, relax, or mow your yard. Well, it's mowing season's about over for most of us in the world. But walk your dog, do something exciting, and get ready. It's going to be awesome. So listen, for today's episode, I want to start diving in to some tips again. And this time we're going to look at Google, right? So as we think about Google and all the goodness that Google holds, let's talk about some simple little tips here. Now, this first one I want to tell you about really hits a lot of different areas, but I really want to look at students that English is not their first language, right? Our ESL, English is a secondary language, students. And we know as a teachers, we've all had students like this, and we've got to figure out a way to translate text so they can access our content, access our standards, access everything that they need to learn, right? And sometimes it's a little overwhelming. Sometimes it's hard. It's just a lot at times, right? But if you're a Google user, let's check this out. So I've got on my computer, and I know you can't see, and I keep talking about this, but we gotta get moving in this direction, right? A little live streaming or something in there. So as we look at here, I want you to open a Google Chrome browser. We go to our three dots, top right-hand corner. We scroll down with our mouse, and it says Search with Google Lens. So I've got an article pulled up. It says Search with Google Lens. I'm going to click that button. Now, when I click this, I can see my mouse. Depending on where your mouse is at, you're going to see two different things. You're going to see a mouse now. Instead of the arrow, it's got a plus sign, and it's got a little camera. Or if your mouse is on text, now it's got that text line, and it says a big A and a little A, okay? Now, if it's the camera, that means I can highlight some text, highlight a picture. Google is going to open up a new window, a little box on the right-hand side, and it's going to show me, based off the image that I'm searching, other things on the World Wide Web that I can search at, that I can look for, right? Which is all awesome, awesome stuff. But let's look at this text. So I'm going to make sure my mouse is aligned straight up and down, right? It's got that big A, little A. I'm going to highlight some text. When I highlight the text, a window's going to pop open on the right-hand side, but then another box opens on my screen. It says copy, so I can copy that text, or I can click translate. As soon as I click translate, it's already translated my text. So I see my English, and it's translated into Spanish. That is unreal. And I could even go backwards. I could go from Spanish to English if I wanted to, depending on what I'm looking up, right? And when you look at this list, oh man, like there's a ton of things out here from Fon, French, Gandia, I mean, German. I mean, there's even one here called Zulu. I don't know where that language comes from, but it sounds awesome. There's Latin. There's all kinds of things here. And so just think about the possibilities of this with your ESL kids, your students that English is not their first language. There's so many options out here. And, you know, really when we think about tools like this, we want our students to be successful without the support of someone, right? Because I think about myself, I don't speak any other language but English, but I've learned, I've got my Translate app on my phone. I can pull that up and now I can have a conversation with someone in Spanish, in German, and they can have a conversation back with me with not that language barrier, right? So it's just awesome to think about what we're providing for students here. Because again, we want them to be successful, not just in our classroom, but we want them to be successful outside of our classroom, whether it's to the next grade, whether it's from high school to college, whether it's from high school to the workforce. You've got all those things that you want them to be successful in. And this really can harness that for those students that English is not their first language. So check that out. Now, I know, like, thinking about the process for this, man, I don't really want to go to my three dots every time, go down, search with Google Lens. It's just one more step that just my kids aren't going to like. They're not going to want to do that. There's a fix for this. So I'm still looking at my screen. I've got my translations on the right-hand side. I see there's an X right here that closes that window out. But to the right of that, I've got a little pin drop, like a pin, like a tap pin, right? I click on that. And what that does, it now puts this icon of a camera right up there on the right-hand part of my screen to the right of my extensions, right? Like you've got your extension button that looks like, I always say like a puzzle piece, just to the right of that, that's where mine just appeared. So now, instead of going three dots, search with Google Lens, I just got to click that button and it just happens. I can search things, I can highlight it, search text, like incredible, incredible thing. So check that out. I think you're going to be impressed if you haven't found that already and done that. So check that out with your students that English is not their first language. Now, going on from there, let's talk about you as a teacher, okay? You may be the teacher that when it comes to your Chrome browser and tabs, you may be that person that's like, listen, I can't handle all the business. I can have a couple tabs open. I'll close things, open them, open new windows just to kind of organize my life. Or you may be the opposite of that. And you may be a teacher that needs 500 tabs open at the same time, but you know where every single one is and you can rock it and roll it and do all those fun things. So no matter where you are around that spectrum, I've got a tool for you. So let's look at tab organization. So in here, we can create tab groups, okay? So for example, I've got two tabs open. I've got my Gmail and I've got my calendar. Those are two big things that I look at on a daily basis, sometimes multiple times a day, creating schedule events, sending emails, all that kind of business we all know about. But what I can do is I'm looking at my Gmail. I can right click my Gmail and then I scroll down and it gives me all these other options. But the option that I want to go to is I want to add tab to a group. So it comes off to the side. Now, if you haven't had this set up already, all it's going to say is new group. If you do this, you'll see all your groups set up. But I'm going to click new group. And so when I click new group, it's going to pop up in a little window right underneath that tab where I can name this tab. So for my example, for my Gmail and my calendar, that's called my daily group. So I type in daily in here. I can figure out what color I want it to be, and I click create group, right? I click the enter button, we've got it created. So now, once I have that set up there, you can see when you bring that up, those two tabs are kind of highlighted in whatever color you picked. But then, if you look on the right-hand side, or excuse me, I got to get my directions right, goodness. If I can look on my left-hand side of my screen, right underneath that URL bar, I see where it says daily and it's highlighted in the color that I want. So now I just click that option and those two tabs that I normally use are right there. It's incredible. Okay. I mean, think about the possibilities that you have with that. Unreal. So it just makes it that much easier for you to do things. So check that out. Create your groups. See how you can create things. And this way, even if you close it, your window out, you can click that tab button on the left-hand side and it brings all those back up for you. Now, the next thing, talking about tabs and windows, you may be like me, and I've got three different windows open because I've got like Google Slides things on this. I've got my email on this one, and I've got a little activity I'm doing over here on another window just to keep things separate. But sometimes, you know, like I'm on a Mac, so I've got all my icons there in the bottom. I click my Google Chrome icon, and it shows me like all my profiles. It shows me what tab windows that I have open, and I can click on the window, and it brings me to a different place, okay? So then you kind of sort yourself that way. But with those windows, you can go down here on the right hand, top right-hand corner. You click those three dots, and you're going to scroll down, and you're going to go to More Tools. And then you've got some organizing tabs, but then you've got this Name Window. So I click Name Window. So in this tab I'm looking at right now, I have my calendar, my Gmail, and I've got some Google Slides in here. So I'm going to name this tab, I don't know, Workflow for Today, just so I can remember that. I click OK. So that's named. But now what happens is, say I close out of that tab and I need to find it again. So again, like for me on my Mac, I'm going to right-click my icon on the bottom of the screen. I see all my profiles. But then I can see where it says New Tab. But also for my window profile, it says Work for Today. So I can click on that. And those tabs just pop open again. I don't have to kind of guess at where I'm at. I think that naming your windows may not be a big deal for you out there in podcast land, you flushers, but it's kind of cool for me to think about me organizing my ideas, organizing my thoughts, organizing my workflow for the day. So check that out. That's incredible. Now, let's go back. And let's think about our translation option, okay? So we know I have Google Lens, and I can highlight, and I can text some things. But maybe I want everything to be translated. So I'm going to go back to my three dots. I scroll down, and there is a translate option. I click translate. So it says English to Spanish. I can. We'll translate a lot of things. So I'm practicing here. I'm working this. So you know what? Let's highlight what we're going to do. We're going to go back up here to the top, click translate English to Spanish. And when I click Spanish, it changes not just what I've highlighted, but it's changed everything on the page. So this tells me when I go three dots in the translate option, I don't have to highlight anything. I don't have to do anything. I just have to click that translate option. And I can translate that back to English and back to Spanish. And there's a box, if I haven't said this already, when I click that translate option, a box pulls up in the top of the middle towards the top of my screen. And so I can go back and forth. I can click the three dots to the right of where it says Spanish. I can choose another language. So in that drop-down menu, goodness, I can go all the way down here to Zulu again, which that's a fun one. And I can translate my whole page to Zulu. I think that's incredible. So check that out. And that might be a better option for your students that are not, or for your students that English is not their first language. So check that out. I'm going to give you two good, real good things there to check out. And I'm giving you those options just because I know when I was in the classroom as a middle school special education teacher, I would have students in the eighth grade that were reading on a second, third grade level, and I'd find some fancy tech thing, an extension or translate option, and they wouldn't like the first one. They really wouldn't like the second one, but the third one they may like. And students want options just like we do. You know, you may not like all this, these tips that I'm giving to you today, but you may like one of them, or there's a different way for you to do it. So check those out. See if there's something that your students will like between those two, and there may be something else. And if you're using something else to help translate text, let me know. You can email me at thetechflush@gmail.com. You know, you can send me a DM on Twitter, Facebook, all that kind of fun stuff. Find us. I would love to hear your thoughts. I would love to know how you're using some of these things in the classroom. And we'll maybe highlight that on the show one day. Heck, we might even have you on the show if you got some good ideas. Would love to talk to y'all and do that. So you've got that part. Now, you also have this option for reading mode. So again, I'm going to click my three dots. I'm going to go down to more tools, and then it says reading mode. So when I click reading mode, a new window pops up on the right-hand side. And so what it's done is taken all the text from this website that I'm on, and it's put it all in just like a Microsoft Word, a Google Doc, just straight, here's my text. I can copy, paste it. And it's just much easier to read without all the pictures or the subscribe buttons or the sign-ins. Just makes it a lot easier to do that. So even in here, if I wanted to highlight those, let's try this. So we're going to highlight them. We're going to click. I can click my translate option. I can translate it Zulu. And it translates it right there on the side for me, right? So you've got those options. You can use your Google Lens. Maybe you want to copy and paste that into a Google Doc for students and have it translated. You've got your options for you to do that. So check those out. I think supporting our students that English is not their second language is big. And really, that could go for any students that we want to support. For you as a teacher, creating those tab organizations, those tab groups, you've got your reading modes, you're naming your new windows. I mean, goodness, Google is really stepping up their game. So check those out. See what you've got going on and see if something out there would benefit you. So listen, I know today, kind of a little short little episode, but that's okay. Sometimes we need these quick little hitters. And just, I need something quick and easy as I'm driving to work, going to the grocery store, taking that quick 15-minute walk with the dog. So check out those tips. I'd love to hear how you're using them. Again, email me, follow me on Twitter. You know, that's at Josh_Morris65. Or the Tech Flush. You can follow the Tech Flush at the Tech Flush. We're looking at venturing out on the Facebook land. You can follow us on there. You got Instagram, all that kind of fun stuff. So make sure you check those out. And I hope you've really have found something useful from today's episode. So I hope you all have enjoyed it. I know I have. And until next time, we'll see y'all later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.